Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. In this episode, we take a look at 3 jazz prodigies, musicians who showed early promise and went on to enjoy meaningful careers as jazz artists. These artists, drummer Terry Lynn Carrington, guitarist Julian Lage, and pianist Taylor Eichste, have all toured and recorded original material with their own bands and taken active roles in jazz education and mentorships. To tell you more, here is Steve Gedrose.
Tonight I'll talk about several jazz prodigies that are on the scene these days. A prodigy is defined as a person, especially a child, having extraordinary talent or ability. Throughout the history of music, many young players have emerged as possessing gifts for playing or writing music that was well beyond their physical age. We see many examples of this in the classical music world, including Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who made his performance debut at age 4 and began composing at 5. Canadian pianist Glenn Gould also began performing at age 4. He attended the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto from age 10 and passed his final exam with the highest marks of any candidate, attaining professional standing as a pianist at age 12. There are other examples in the classical field that had early success, such as Yehudi Menuhin, Yo-Yo Ma, and many others. This phenomenon is a little less visible in jazz, but there are a few exceptions. One that really caught my eye was Buddy Rich, who began playing the drum kit at 18 months and led his own band at the ripe old age of 11. I'd like to look at a few contemporary young gifted players who are currently having very successful careers in jazz. The first artist is drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. She was born on August 4, 1965, and was awarded a full scholarship to Berklee College of Music, one of the most prestigious jazz universities in the U.S., at age 12. She came from a musical family, which gives any player a leg up, but she really took advantage of her opportunities. She has played with the who's who in jazz, including people like Stan Getz, James Moody, and David Sanborn, as well as touring and recording with Herbie Hancock in various groups between 1997 and 2007. She has also played some high-profile TV gigs, such as the Arsenio Hall Show and Vibe, starring Sinbad. In 1988, Carrington began to concentrate on writing and producing her own work. She now has a varied and extensive discography, including the Mosaic Project from 2011. With this record, Carrington put together an all-female cast of players and jazz singers to create genre-blurring music that won the 2011 Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Her 2013 release, Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue, covers songs from the historic 1962 album, also called Money Jungle. That was a multi-generational recording of pianist Duke Ellington, drummer Max Roach, and bassist Charles Mingus. Carrington's effort was given the 2013 Grammy, this time for the Best Instrumental Jazz Album. This record features Gerald Clayton, a bit of a prodigy himself, on piano, bassist Christian McBride, and a host of special guests. She interprets the title Money Jungle by making an artistic and musical indictment of the pervasive corruption in Western capitalism. Carrington's crisp playing on this next track really propels the tune forward. She has grown to become one of the most significant female drummers in jazz. So this first track is from her Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue recording from 2013, and it's called Wigwise, originally composed by Duke Ellington. So number one, please, Rolly, this is Wigwise. Thanks, Rolly. So that's Terry Lynn Carrington. The next artist that I'd like to talk about is guitarist Julian Lage. He was born on December 25th, 1987, and was also a child prodigy. In 1997, he was subject of an Academy Award-nominated documentary called Jewels at Eight. When Lage was 12 years old, he joined a band led by jazz vibraphonist and educator Gary Burton. Burton has a singular ability to recognize talented young jazz guitarists. He helped both Larry Coryell and Pat Metheny to begin their successful careers. At 13, Lage performed at the 2000 Grammy Awards. He has been on the faculty of the Stanford Jazz Workshop at Stanford University since the age of 15. Classically trained at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, Lage has studied at Sonoma State University, Ali Akbar College of Music, and he graduated from the aforementioned Berklee College of Music in 2008. The following year, in 2009, he released his debut recording called Sounding Point. Lage has been involved with various groups of Gary Burton's through the years and brought three original compositions to the new Gary Burton Quartet's recording of Guided Tour, released in 2013. The group consists of Gary Burton on vibes, Julian Lage on guitar, bassist Scott Coley, and drummer Antonio Sanchez. Although Burton has had a brilliant recording career, this exceptional band has pushed him creatively. In fact, this is only the second time in his long career, and believe me, he has a ton of records out, that he's used the same personnel on two consecutive recordings. It's a beautiful thing when musicians from such different backgrounds can come together and create art of such musical maturity. I'd like to play a track from that Guided Tour album, new Gary Burton Quartet record. This is number two, Rolly. This is called Sunday's Uncle, composed by the guitarist Julian Lage. Beautiful record. I would recommend that highly. The third musician that I'd like to talk about is Taylor Eigsti. He was born on September 24th, 1984, and began to study the piano at age four. At age 12, he performed with the legendary piano player Dave Brubeck, who commented that Eigsti was the most amazing talent he had ever come across. After completing high school, Eigsti studied briefly at the University of Southern California's Thornton School of Music, leaving midway through his sophomore year to pursue his musical career. Eigsti and Julian Lage have played in each other's groups and have made several recordings together. Like Lage, Eigsti has worked on the faculty of the Stanford Jazz Workshop at Stanford University also since the age of 15. As well as heading his own group, Eigsti plays in bands led by drummer Eric Harland, drummer Kendrick Scott, and vocalist Gretchen Parlato. Even though Taylor Eigsti has written lots of songs, I really enjoy his treatment of the Cole Porter jazz standard, Love for Sale. This is from his Lucky to Be Me recording from 2006. I've heard this tune many times, and Eigsti and his band have recorded a really unique reading of it. Joining Eigsti are jazz veterans, drummer Lewis Nash, and once again, bassist Christian McBride. They bring a funky, bluesy kind of feeling to this tune. So this is number 3, Please Roly, Love for Sale. Taylor Eigsti. And that's my look at contemporary jazz prodigies. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Steve's presentation of these jazz prodigies. We recorded this event in March 2014. And we still have time for a couple more tracks featuring these musicians. First up is the Julian Lage Group from their 2011 recording Gladwell, with a track they call 233 Butler. To finish, we have the classic Giant Steps, as played by Taylor Eigsti and taken from his Lucky to Be Me record from 2006. We can be confident the future of jazz looks bright with such talented young improvisers coming into the fold. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Rolly Mitten. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.